what you doing here?
Wait.
On your man.
For business.
What kind of business you got in the cat house?
My business. You need to go. Now. Not his.
And whose?
Just mine.
Ma'am?
Yes?
Why you locked the door?
I was changing. Been in his clothes for 3 days.
There's room for that.
My girl's asleep. I can't leave her.
Heard from the doc.
Yes?
Here, come by. Unlock this when you're done.
I will. Walk out. While you can.
It's like the clock's running backwards.
Middle of the week's always slow.
Look who's the expert now. Pretty soon you'll be running the joint.
I don't know about that.
What I was doing when I was your age? Knocking over storefronts with a little pocket coat. My own gang, 16 years old. People respected me. I was going places.
What happened?
Your father set me up with your mother.
What? He what?
Nothing. I'm sure they're in the front pew every Sunday. Oh, sure is. Fetch him up the sandwiches. And don't forget the pickups later.
Sandwiches.
Señor, a medianoche. The food.
What are you doing?
Strawberry pie.
Leave it for the morning.
They're starting to turn. You came in late.
I couldn't get out of there. It's just speech after speech.
Did you make one?
I had to.
What did you say?
Respected gentlemen of the hall, Mr. Mayor, Commodore Keisner,
mm-hmm.
I regard it as both a duty and a privilege to put forward a man whose energy is unquenchable, whose character is unimpeachable, whose loyalty is inexhaustible.
A nice construction.
The next alderman of the Fourth Ward and boon companion of my youthful years, the Honorable James Patrick Neri. Thing is, I've always considered him a real son of a sailor.
As long as you made a strong impression.
Everyone kept calling me Nucky.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
My name's Nucky, boys. I'm in ladies' garters. What's your line? Say, have yourself a cigar.
Is that what it sounds like? What's wrong? Are you nauseous again? Should I fetch the doctor?
I just couldn't sleep.
I sat at that dinner and watched them slap Jim Neri on the back. And they'll make him alderman, because that's what the Commodore wants. 13 years I served him. Never even says my name.
You'll be recognized. He'll see your work.
Doesn't matter. I have you. I'm going to be a father. I'll make my way. I know what I'm doing it for.
Howdy do, fellas. Have yourselves a cigar.
I don't like cigarettes. Just see the old girl he smokes. Cigarettes, drinks with fruit, dolling handbags, lavender soap, all that cunty shit. Why don't you tell me your name?
Francis X. Bushman.
Really?
Absolutely.
What's the X stand for?
The X will stand for pretty much anything.
Francis X. Francis X, where are you from?
Where do you think I'm from?
What's that state between Ohio and California?
State of Oblivion.
You fucking with me, Francis X?
No.
I don't like to be fucked with.
I'm not fucking with you.
So what's the state I'm talking about?
Missouri.
That's where you're from, isn't it?
You got me.
I'm a good judge of character. Just ask my first two husbands.
They didn't know what they were missing.
About $800 and some paste jewelry by the time I was done. Mm-hmm. Brings you to our fair city, Francis X. Bushman from Missouri.
Judge my character.
You come for some kind of convention. You sell hosiery, a hair combs, a hat band, so who gives a fuck? You're married, but your wife often sucked your cocks since Harding bought the farm. You used to run around with your asshole pal, get yourself foiled on Saturday night, line up at the one whorehouse in town, come quick and lie about it after. But now you're mostly thinking about fucking your secretary, stealing a boatload off your boss. And whether or not it would hurt more to stand in front of a trolley or shoot yourself in the head. Oh, and you love your children. How'd I do?
I sell floor polish.
You poor sad fuck. What the hell are you doing here?
We're looking for a good time.
You know what kind of place this is? This is where hope comes to get fucked in the ass.
When's she showing up?
If we run now, how's D'Angelo gonna know?
Run where? With what?
Get into the count room. Drop off the money.
Leave the satchel. Don't open it.
I step out, start a conversation. Anybody catch that Cubs game?
I double back with the key. Empty the satchel. Open the safe. This has not been thought through.
What I said before about your spouse. You know, being in an accident. I didn't mean it in a sense of something horrible.
What sort of whispering?
Drop off.
I'll come back in the morning.
It's already a day late. We want to get it in now.
Give it to me.
We need to be sure it's added.
Nothing personal.
All right, come on. Hurry up. Wait. I don't have the key. You know where the key is?
Big boy's desk.
Go get it.
No one touches the desk.
Unless he's here.
He's not here now.
We really need to drop this off.
Hey, whoa. What are you doing?
Trying to knock.
Can't do that.
If it's open, it's open, right?
Don't you fucking move!
What are you creeping around for?
A drop-off.
The room is closed.
It was unlocked, so...
It was occupied. It was as occupied as a room could get.
We were late.
Just a little late.
Last time there was some concern.
That's it. Okay.
Definitely. Technically, that's supposed to go in the...
Well, as long as it's in Ralph's hands, I guess it's okay to...
What the fuck are you trying to pull?
What are we trying to pull?
Ralph, you want us to track down the big boy?
Go find Mike D'Angelo.
Let me take her out of here. Just let me do that.
So you can book off again.
You didn't come for me.
You the honeypot, though, ain't you?
You can't want a part of this. It's not what you are.
You don't know me, do you?
I know you wouldn't stop. I know I had to leave or never be free.
You free now? 7 years I closed my eyes at night. Only thing got me to sleep was your voice in my head. Then I realized I didn't even remember what you sound like. Just made you up.
Tell me what happened. Please.
Where are we?
We're in New York, precious. Like I said we'd be.
I fell asleep.
Yes, you did.
Can I have something to eat?
As soon as we finish here.
How soon is that?
Not long. Will it be?
Where you hail from, little one?
It's okay. You can tell.
I was born in Oklahoma. But we've been all over.
When your mama sing?
She doesn't sing.
And what's she do?
Work for Mr. Angler.
Yeah, who that?
He's a white man in Memphis.
What's she do for him?
I keep his toilets clean. I'm begging you.
You let me in. You can't talk if I'm not able to see you. It's a long way to travel for foolish games.
Let me in. Oh. What's your name?
My name's Althea.
That's pretty. Do you know what it means? It means healing in ancient Greek. My name is Valentine. And this man, do you know him?
They ain't a part of this. I suppose we all have our affairs to discuss.
How are you keeping, Mr. Glass?
With the ocean.
How about it?
That color? 2 weeks before the season starts? Bad sign.
It's all right to me.
That's hurricane water.
Kind of early for that.
Bad sign for the summer.
Well, let's hope for the best.
It's easy for you to say. I have 3.5 months to make my living out here. I don't turn a profit now, I don't turn one at all. But that never stops a lot of you showing up like clockwork. Does it?
How's that?
Where's Lindsay anyway?
Sheriff's got his hands full today, so.
There's a problem.
Yes, sir. A
little thief running around. You need to get on it.
What?
Sneaky little monkey. Comes in right behind the customers. Before you know, makes off with a box of capitals. Twice now.
Can you describe him?
10, 11, flat cap. Dirty little monkey.
Well, we'll keep an eye out.
I'm giving you this. Why?
I vow to bring that rascal to justice, Mr. Glass.
Take your war club Krugelwagen and your mittens Ninja Cowan and your birch canoe for sailing and the oil of Mishinama for
cannibalizing.
So slippery past the black pitch water. Slay this merciless magician. Save the people from the fever that he breathes across the Fenlands and.
No, Francis, give up.
And to memorize the whole thing.
You lowly piece of crap. You worm. You dog, you hound.
You kangaroo.
What?
You know.
I am a kangaroo. How do you do? In my pouch, I have a kazoo.
What the fuck are you talking about? Take your shirt off.
Huh?
You lost the bet. You gotta take something off. Let's go.
How come you never...
I was smarter than you.
And younger.
Oh, this is shit.
Worst booze in town.
Worst booze in New Jersey.
Fuck you, Irene.
What do you have to say that for?
Has it felt like it?
You're a lousy goddamn lush.
And you're King Neptune's consort.
I almost was once.
King Neptune's cocksucker.
Well, try it again, I'll bring you.
I know where to get the good stuff.
Yeah, where?
Ritz-Carlton. Walk you right in.
I ain't gonna do that.
Mom addressed me for the parade.
They know who I am there.
Well then, Francis, what the fuck are you doing with us?
I know them, but I'm not like them. I'm like you.
Please.
Start at the bottom with nothing. You have nothing. There's an opportunity. You take it. And what choice do you have?
I looked like an angel.
You don't have a choice. Get yourself ahead.
What else can you do?
For what, though, huh? For what? No one ever talks about that. No one ever asks. What's the point?
Why don't you shut the fuck up?
Excuse me?
Nobody wants to listen to your stupid shit.
I'm not talking to you.
I didn't hear you anyways. I'm fucking sick of it.
Then go somewhere else.
This is my place. This is where I belong.
Sure is.
I'll stab you all or I'll punch your tits off.
You too.
You squirrel-faced cunt.
Why don't you watch your mouth?
Why don't you spoon the shit out of my asshole and eat it for dinner?
I think you need to apologize to these ladies.
Make me.
Oh, Francis, help us, please.
Straightway from the shining wigwam came the mighty Migasagwin, tall of stature, broad of shoulder, clad from head to foot in wampum, armed with all his warlike...
Sorry for my dick, Mary Jane.
Thus departed Hiawatha to the regions of the homeland, to the island of the blessed, to the kingdom of Ponema, to the land of the hereafter. See, I do know.
Guess you win after all.
What do I get?
What do you want?
Come on. I want to fuck you. Both.
Who wants to talk first? Maybe you.
We... came to rob the joint?
No fucking balls.
We knew the big boy would be out and...
Skeleton crew.
Yeah, skeleton crew. Figured it'd be easy.
How did you geniuses get that idea?
My wife.
Your wife told you to rob Al Capone.
We're having trouble at home. I can vouch for that.
your boss. You want to do it? You want me to do it? Did you want to wait for Al?
Let's get him out of here. Neat and quick.
That's me all over.
Now, you need any of these guys?
Yeah, I got my boys outside. Let's go. Where to? Dance marathon. See how long you can stay on your feet. Do you want another one?
No, sir.
Off to the races.
Evening, Al. You back early?
Any little duck can quack. Any little worm can crawl. Any little mole can frolic in the sun and make a little hole and have a little fun.
Ralphie, meet my new friends. Mr. Paul Mooney, Mr. George Rat. They've journeyed here from Hollywood, California, land of drinks. Tell them why you're here, George.
We're doing a crime picture.
Set in Chicago.
That's right.
Yeah, about...
Kind of a Shakespearean drama, man's rise and fall, with lots of action.
And he gets in the end, right?
That's how they have to do it.
And to show them how that works, I figured I'd introduce him to Mr. Bugs Moran. Break open the cubanas. Drinks.
Yeah, yeah, come on.
Let's get a car game going, huh?
What do you want? Well, I'd love
one. What are you doing here?
We were just leaving.
That's a different question.
Taking care of a problem, though.
What problem? Interesting. You two make yourselves at home. You two.
Over here.
If you would be so kind.
You heard the man?
Okay, folks, listen up, look up, walk up, and pay up. Yes, it's a grand day to stroll the boardwalk, but we got more to see than water and sand. Just one nickel pays admission to Atlantic City's very own.
Could you put a word in? It's tricky. I'm not looking for much, just something in the department.
Needs to be the right time. Jim Neary gets put up for alderman.
You want to be like Jim Neary? Man doesn't have an honest bone in his body.
You paid money to go to that dinner.
What's that got to do with it?
Can we see the Commodore?
I'll handle it.
Well, maybe one of the firehouses.
Eli, you need to trust me, okay?
Nut. Hey, Nut.
What?
Last Sunday? Went with June and her parents up to Brigantine. We're all walking along the shore. And she goes... I lost my hair ribbon. Help me find it. We wind up behind the grass. And she lets me put my hand right there. I couldn't believe it. You hear them all talking on the other. What's going on?
Hey!
Really hurts my feelings.
I mean, what did I ever do to you? Huh? Except give you a leg up. And take you in. favor to your brother so you could lay low. Didn't I do that?
You did.
You ever see thank you? I never heard it.
Thank you. Very much.
Doesn't count now. And you? I thought we was buddies.
Of course we are, Al.
You steal from buddies? What kind of a man does that make you?
Greedy. Just very greedy.
And you?
I'm greedy too.
Here's what I'm thinking. I don't believe you. I think you're up to something. I think Charlie Luciano was right. I think you're a fucking bitch.
Al, you got your guests.
Turn up the radio, Ralphie. What you have to say?
United States Treasury. And I swear by Jesus our Lord, justice will rain down upon you if it is my last.
Fucking fed piece of shit.
Get him off me! Get him off me!
You're right, Snork. He's gonna kill me. He's gonna kill me.
This concludes our broadcast day. This is Herbert Carter signing off from Chicago.
All this time? With the shit with the irons? Huh? Fuck! Fuck you! Fuck!
I'm sorry, Jim.
Fucking son of a bitch!
I'm sorry, Jim.
It's alright. You mumbling?
Yeah.
Hey! I'm talking to you! Huh? Spill it! Spill it now!
We came for the ledgers.
Why?
We were told to.
By who?
Fed. Who's squeezing us?
What's his name?
Huh?
Huh? Either way, it's over. Huh? Tell me, and I'll make it quick.
It's Pearly. Ness.
We was barbers, Ralphie.
Yeah.
We will be asleep now. Face down in the cornfield.
Sure thing, Al.
What do we tell his brother? Luciano's taking care of him.
Bobby.
You had two kids?
So do I. And ask what I do, I won't be ashamed to tell them.
What happens to me?
You think I give a shit? Buy yourself a bus ticket.
Hiawatha. You like the decor?
Just what I was looking for.
Then what's your pleasure?
Her first, then you.
You don't like me?
Save you for last.
Where do you want to do it?
Right here.
Fuzzy little boy.
Son of a piney, that's me.
I thought you was from Missouri.
I am a kangaroo. How do you do?
Let's get dirty. Looking for my pants.
Found it.
Hop on in. Francis, just so you know, nothing personal.
Ball still inside?
Mm-hmm. Well, is this how you imagined it? These many years with another innocent at hand, it can't be.
You think you're getting out of this?
The battle is already over. I walked in here on my own accord. I have no weapon.
Your men outside.
That would all happen after. Does that matter to you? I don't think it does.
Send a little one out, but not Miss Maitland. What you come here for? True now.
I need to open it. I paid for the studio, the musicians, the pressing. No one will play it. No one will hire me. Not in Chicago, not in Kansas City, not anywhere.
What have I to do with that?
You stop them to stop me.
My reach extends to every honky-tonk and barrel house.
I can't live that way. Not with her.
Don't give her up. Others do.
You hunt around in me. Drop by drop.
Perhaps the failing is your own.
Won't you let me go?
I came here from a meeting downtown. More truthful to say, I was summoned with Mr. Luciano.
I remember him.
I am being dictated terms. I will be allowed to conduct my business, but only under his control. In exchange, I will be protected from others of his kind. He will allow me to conduct my business in my home. This
this is the new order of things.
You're no concern of mine.
What if it were? And am I worse than those devils who betrayed you?
You're the only devil I know.
Call me what you will. I never claim to be your friend. I'll make a place for you. I'll pay you well. If it's blood you want, you'll have your chance to spill it.
Me help you?
You help yourself. Every soul in this room yearns to be free. Put the record on. I'm making you an offer. You'll not get a better one.
Put it on.
Take the bargain.
No.
Don't really matter to me.
It's not what I came for.
You came to be heard. That's your voice. You set it up and I belong to you. Pick the city. I'll make the call. You'll be booked tomorrow. Earth to be no old phase me.
You can't trust him. Don't you know that?
I say I can, for all I need to. Baby girl, you stay real close to your mama now, you hear? Keep away from men like me. Let's get to business. I'll need the gun as a gesture of loyalty. They leave first.
We'll all go together.
What sense that make? We headed to different places. Go on now.
Help with that man.
course you do. Collaboration begins.
Pop wants to see you.
Why? Does he need money?
It's not like that.
Then what?
He's only got two sons.
I see, Mom. That's what matters. He
talks about you all the time.
Fuck him.
Don't use words like that.
Mabel's pregnant.
She is? Well, that's bully.
Hold on there.
All right, calm down. No one's gonna hurt you. You're caught. That's all. Been busy today, huh? What's your name? Must have a name.
Nellie Bly.
Don't cut shines with me. That's what it says on the book. I'm Nucky. That's my brother, Eli. It's not as bad as you think. Just tell me your name.
Jillian.
It's not a name for a boy.
I'm not a boy.
What the fuck are you looking at? You think I don't know who you are? You little seeming monkey, I'll run you out of town.
What?
You expect some kind of favor? You stupid fucking child. Why would you trust me?
I don't understand.
Old Rumpus, $50. You hear me? Give you 50. I said I'll pay you.
You don't want to pay me, sir. I already worked for you.
What's your name?
Joel Harper.
Where from?
Indiana.
What are you doing here?
Trying to get ahead.
What you saw tonight.
I didn't see anything.
You saw me. Anything I might have said.
You just said you wanted to go home.
take it?
No, sir.
Why not?
You just had a rough night. That's all. And besides, if you only help people to help yourself, what kind of world would it be?
Someone I was close to just died because of me. Last thing I heard her say was, have your coffee. She's gone. And I'm still here. What kind of world is that? Come on now. It's not helping yourself. It's helping me.
Senor, they are downstairs.
What?
I need everybody to listen good. You will swear an oath of allegiance to Mr. Nucky Thompson of Atlantic City, New Jersey, to protect and defend his person and property against all enemies, foreign and domestic, as long as you both shall live. Nobody knew who you were. So I done a Paul Revere. We saddling up for a showdown or not?
We are.
Bring the car out.
He ain't never gonna stop them white boys.
Why do you say that?
They're everywhere. You just here.
I'd call surviving a victory.
Well, you're pretty slick at that. Don't keep your word to her. Because I'm keeping the mine.
How will you know?
I won't.
Then tell yourself I will.
All a dream to begin with. Ain't nobody ever been free.
All right, then.